These are the pre-show notes for the production of Baba Yaga by Windmill Theatre as part of Adelaide Festival. The audio describe session is on Sunday, 3rd of March at 2 p.m. Please arrive an hour before to take part in the touch tour and hear the live reading of these notes. The venue for this production is the Old Queen's Theatre on Playhouse Lane in Gillies Arcade. The theatre is a large open space like a warehouse with high ceilings and exposed brick walls. The seating bank is facing the stage with tiered seating. The show, Baba Yaga tells the story of Vasilina. She works at the reception counter in the foyer of Poultry Park apartment building. The building has many strict rules. The tenants like it quiet and peaceful. Baba Yaga is loud and colourful. She breaks all the rules and is very different from all the other tenants. One day, Baba Yaga is playing her music too loud and Vasilina has to get her to turn it down. Little does she know the adventures that will begin after entering Baba Yaga's apartment. Stage and props. The stage features white and black furniture on which animations and films are projected at various points in the show. From the left side of the stage, there are four chairs, all at different heights, regular-sized chair, down to a tiny chair, not even big enough to sit on. In front of these chairs is a round table, slightly angled towards the audience, and behind is a large circular screen. In the middle of the stage is a rectangle standing vertically. It is the elevator of the apartment building. This is created by a projection of silver metal elevator doors, with the level numbers above the doors. They click over rapidly as Vasilina travels up to the top floor. On the right side of the lift is a reception counter with a large round sphere sitting above. On top of the counter is a phone, a sticky tape dispenser, and Vasilina's set of Russian dolls. The main location is the foyer of the building and later Baba Yaga's apartment. The projections help establish the locations. The foyer is grey and drab. The apartment rules are listed on the round screen with lots of no's and warnings in red letters. These are the rules. No noise. No pets. No unauthorized renovations, no singing, no dancing, no parties, no drawing pins, no blue tack, no barbecues. When we hear the voices of the other tenants complaining about Baba Yaga, their cartoonish and exaggerated faces are projected on various surfaces across the stage. Characters and costumes. Baba Yaga lives at the top of the apartment building on level 101. To the other tenants, she is a rebel and the subject of much rumour and speculation. Baba Yaga wears a bright yellow coat and matching skirt, in a thick quilted material with a large red belt across her hips. She wears a hat in the shape of a straw basket and a necklace made out of many bright and colourful pom-poms. Baba Yaga creeps rather than walks. Her eyes dart about the room. She licks her lips. Her mannerisms are more animal than human. Vasilina works at the apartment building. She is polite and sensible. She follows the rules and does what the tenants ask her to do. At times her nerves get the better of her. Luckily she has her Russian dolls to give her strength and build her confidence. Vasilina has short brown hair in a bob, neatly clipped back off her face. She wears a light grey rain jacket that comes down to her shins and occasionally she pulls the hood up over her head. On her feet are white sneakers with white socks. She is not bright and colourful like Baba Yaga. Cast and production credits. Baba Yaga is played by Christine Johnson, who is also a co-creator of the performance. Vasilina is played by Elizabeth Hay. Co-creator, director Rosemary Myers. Co-creator Shona Reppy. Sound designer, composer Peter Nelson, animator Chris Edders, dramaturg Julianne O'Brien, technical manager Chris Pederis, lighting designer Richard Weber, movement consultant Carol Wellman Kelly, design realizer Elsa Patterson, costume designer maker Selena Cochran. These introductory notes have been prepared by Ruth Weldon for Access to Arts.